Any questions or comments?
I had a question earlier about the wrathful deity.
Yeah.
How come it is that all the practices and there's no get to have higher initiations for those practices?
Okay, so for the wrathful deities, why does it seem like you have to have higher initiation for them? Actually, you don't. There's a practice of Vajrapani, that's a Kriya Tantra. That's not the highest class Tantra initiation, so you can do that. There's also in the Tara, you know, we do the Tara praises, and there's many kind of fierce aspects of Tara in there. You know, one reason could be why maybe the predominance of the fierce deities or the highest class of Tantra is because you have to really be stable in your practice to be able to know how to relate to anger energy in a helpful way. Other questions or comments?
I was kind of thinking when you were talking about how I have to be right in an argument. I was also thinking in my mind that sometimes, well, if I'm in an argument with someone, I'll be like, no, you're right. But in my mind, that's not what I'm wanting. I'm wanting them to, and most of the time, that's the first response of someone is, well, maybe, you're, you know, they'll come back at me, well, maybe you're right. And then, like, it almost turns the fight into the fight because I'm not saying, okay, I'm not saying it like this, okay, I have examined it, you're right, I'm going, no, you're right, you know, kind of that accusational.
Yeah. Okay, have it your way,
yeah.
You're right.
And then they all pop back with, well, let's look at it your way, and it's like, you can almost go the other direction.
Yeah, but see, all these things are talking about really meaning what you're saying. Not using what you're saying to manipulate the situation. Yeah.
Is that an appropriate response to just say we agree to disagree?
Yeah, sometimes you do that. You say, you know, we agree to disagree. Or you could say, I could see, you know, these points in your argument make a lot of sense to me, but those don't, you know. Or you could just, I mean, first of all, why do we need to have a winner and a loser to a discussion? Why do we even frame our interactions with people? Whether, you know, somebody has to be a winner or a loser in a discussion. Maybe the purpose is, you know, not to win or lose, but just to learn from each other.
Being entrenched in such an academic-oriented school, it's what you're trained to do. It's so hard to step out of it. You know, you're trained to prove your point, like, every minute.
Yeah.
In papers and
conversation.
Yeah, right, wrong, compete. Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah. I think I've gotten worse, actually. How's that bad?
Yeah.
I was having, like, I think that, like, this last year, I don't know what happened, like, winter, but, like, my I felt, like, very short fuse. And so what I was trying to do is if something was upsetting me, I was kind of like, I wasn't shutting down, but I would really take it internally and kind of turn it and see if I was angry for, you know, why am I angry? Is there even anything, have I done all this? Is there any, I was just trying to examine everything. And what I was noticing is that as I was taking it aside and turning it in my mind, people were looking at me as though I were brewing. And then they were pushing me, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And what I was trying to do was breathe it in and, like, make it okay so that I didn't have to vent. So that I could be like, I looked at this and this is how I feel. I feel like I made an error here. And I was even open to saying, I would say, I felt maybe you made an error here. I didn't really even close that out. And I would say, but, so then I got into this big thing where I started saying, my side of the story is, but that it was kind of hard, like, at first, because everyone was really, if I would kind of close down for a little bit, they'd be, like, poking at me to open it back.
Yeah. Sometimes that could happen for a variety of reasons. Sometimes people like to argue. Yeah? I know. I mean, it's true. Sometimes, you know, Yeah, let's argue. So if we're sitting there trying to, you know, work things through in our own mind, you know, we're not giving them what they want because they actually want to have an argument so they can vent. So sometimes it happens for that reason. I can't say that was why it happened in your situation.
Do you think that's an okay thing to do? Just take something and kind of flip it around, like turn it over in your mind?
Yeah. I mean, you're not blaming yourself. What you're doing is you're stopping and reflecting on the situation and asking yourself, and this is what tell me if I'm rephrasing you properly or not, but what I was getting from it is you were sitting and thinking, okay, is there anything to what they said that I can learn from that might be correct? And let's look at that before I get, you know, I have my fuse go off and, you know, vented on them.
A lot of times when your first instinct is to get angry about it, sometimes when I take it inside, they had never really done anything.
Mm-hmm.
It was my response to something completely neutral.
Yeah.
It was my feeling surrounding something that they had nothing to do with that they just brought up.
Mm-hmm.
And I snapped due to nothing that they had done.
Yep. And we see that it's our button.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then that's very helpful, you know, in acknowledging that. Because, okay, it's my button, you know, they didn't do it. I'm sensitive about this. I was the one who, you know, viewed it in this way and got bent out of shape. Yeah, just recognizing that it's our button often helps to diffuse the anger in the situation. Because it puts it back on us. Okay, and it comes back to that thing we were talking about before, about the relationship between attachment and anger. So I'm getting angry because somebody's pushing my button. What's my button? Well, I'm holding onto something. You know, I'm attached to something.
When you talk about liking to argue, are you talking about argument as a fight with animosity, or are you talking about a debate?
Oh, I'm talking about a fight with animosity.
Well, you'd be arguing in debate.
Okay. No, I think debate is, like, very good. I mean, you see it in the Tibetan monasteries all the time. But some people like to kind of, you know, they're riled up inside and they just want to yell and scream a bit.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or sometimes, I mean, people use all sorts of ways that don't work to get attention.
The thing about debate, though, is you want to find a way to make sure that they're always, that it's purely to get at furthering your understanding.
Exactly.
That can be really tricky sometimes.
Yeah.
Because it turns into the argument in the animosity sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So that comes back to the motivation, doesn't it? You know, that it's to further both parties' understanding.
Maybe it's difficult, though, the more you learn. Because then you get these ideas and you come at them from a whole bunch of different angles and you think, or you might know that you're right about something, correct about something, you don't have the patience to deal with someone who's trying to debate you.
Yeah.
Do you ever really know now until you're enlightened? Until you hit the first path of seeing? I mean, you can always adjust the understanding.
Yeah.
I thought we all sometimes think,
I'm guilty of that. And that's an attitude of pride, isn't it?
Yeah.
What you're both talking about. And Holmius comments on that. He says, when you come into something and you're new, you don't know very much, so you don't tend to have much arrogance. It's only when you start to know a little bit that then you get kind of puffed up. And that's kind of what you were saying, you know. It's like you've been through it, you've looked at it from many sides. Like, what I'm talking about here, you know. Mm-hmm. Stupid idiot. Okay, let's just sit quietly for a minute and then we'll do the dedications again from Shanti Deva.